Well, this is an important time of year for people who rely on tips. That's because the wages they make before tips are usually very low. A few years ago, some restaurants in New York got rid of tips and started paying their workers more. But now they're reversing course. Andrew Tarlow tried a no-tipping policy at his restaurants, Marlowe & Sons, Diner, and Romans in Brooklyn. This week, he went back to the old system, and he joins us now. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and take us back to when you decided to eliminate tipping in some of your restaurants. What was the reason?
We were really trying to eliminate the wage gap between the back of the house and the front of the house and solve for some problems that happen inside of restaurants that we thought we could fix by removing tips.
And you would make up for that by raising the prices on the food and the drinks on the menu?
Exactly. We wanted to really share with our guests the total price of dining out and change the dynamic of our staff that we were responsible for their rates of pay and responsible for their raises and for their bonuses. But we wanted to put the price of the whole experience of eating out on the check.
And how did your employees greet that plan when it happened?
I mean, there was a mixed, you know, no one really likes to have their pay change. But in the end, I think it did work out from a staffing standpoint for us.
Just to remind people, the federal minimum wage for employees who get tips is just $2.13 an hour. So a lot of these people rely on tips really as the main source of income.
Correct.
How did diners react to the change?
From an emotional standpoint, or, you know, from a speaking standpoint, I think it was a better experience for the diner. They don't have to worry or there's no anxiety about how much money to leave. In the end, it's like it is one bill and, you know, one number to sign. So in that capacity, it actually worked.
So it seemed like a good idea at the beginning,
yeah.
but obviously it didn't work out. Why not?
So in the end, we really couldn't raise the prices to the full value that we needed to pay for all of our staff and pay for the quality of food that we purchase. And so it created whole new financial problems for us because at the table, people make micro decisions about what they buy based on price.
What do you mean? Give me an example of that.
So, you know, if I tell you the burger is $19, maybe you guys would have two of them if there were two people there. If I told you it was $25, maybe you guys would share it. A burger might be a bad example, but a half chicken would be a better example where you'd say, oh, yeah, we'll both have that and we'll have two appetizers. Where if I tell you the chicken really costs $42, you're like, well, let's have two appetizers and one chicken instead.
Uh-huh. So people are making decisions to basically get a cheaper meal because they're seeing the prices are more expensive.
Right. I mean, I use the example of the airlines a lot. We all make decisions about what flight we take. And we might choose to take the 6 a.m. flight because it's $50 cheaper. In the end, by the time we get to the airport, we're like, wow, I wish I didn't have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get there. I'd rather pay the $40.
Right. And how have your employees reacted to changing back to tipping?
I mean, everyone, again, is a little apprehensive because, you know, change always is a little shaky. I mean, as you know, we were an oddity in the marketplace. 99.9% of all restaurants operate this way. So it's really kind of going back to the way we used to do business.
Well, I guess it would be better for the waiters and probably worse for the people who are behind the scenes.
We maintained all the raises that we gave the back of the house in this plan. The thing we are really trying to advocate for now is to open up the tip pool in New York State so that we can share the money with the whole chain of service for that night, meaning all the dishwashers and all the line cooks and all the servers who were involved in that service. The tip pool is locked in New York State, so we can't share that money. And I think that would be a huge help to the back of the house and to the total team to feel like everyone's working together.
Do you think that the wage that the servers have to make should go up, that there should be a minimum wage for people who rely on tips, that it should be higher than $2.13 an hour?
100%. I believe it should be one fair wage and it should be the standard minimum wage for whatever state they operate in.
Overall, with this tip system, without the tip system, how is business in the restaurant industry in New York in 2018 as we head into 2019?
I mean, it's been difficult. It's been hard to like take on all the labor challenges that we have in New York State and then all the regulatory requirements. And it's a very litigious business right now. You know, there's a lot of wage and hour lawsuits around. So it's a very difficult business. Overall, I mean, from a business standpoint, I think it's still positive. Obviously, New York is still a great place to eat out in and see people. And in that capacity, I think it's good.
What do you think would be the ideal system for paying people that work in restaurants? Is the tip system the best way?
No, I don't believe the tip system is the best way. An ideal system, it would be like every other business where the leadership and or boss defines the rates of pay for all their staff and they can give raises to their staff and not hope that people can make more money by working a Saturday night or working a Friday night versus working a Monday lunch. Culturally, it doesn't technically work at this moment because the guests have not bought into that practice. And in the end, they want to see cheaper prices on the menu to like buy into the value of eating out in a restaurant.
That is Andrew Tarlow, who is the owner of a number of restaurants in New York City, including Diner, Marlowe & Sons, and Roman's. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.